Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it is my privilege and honor to continue to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people, and to have this opportunity to bring you, the listener, up-to-date information on what is happening in Israel during these difficult times of war. The existence of Israel is an act of God's grace, a modern-day miracle, the fulfillment of God's covenantal promise. What an opportunity to stand with the nation in their time of need. After more than 16 months of war, the Israeli communities along the Gaza border are slowly starting to return to their homes and plan for the future. The residents of these villages in the western Negev realize that they will be dealing with the trauma and destruction inflicted by Hamas for years to come with rebuilding and recovery initiatives. Some are complete rebuilds from the ground up, while others involve major renovations and repurposing of existing buildings that suffered extensive damages on October 7th. Recently, more than 70 sick and injured Gazans with their family members were flown to European countries for medical treatment. This evacuation was part of a coordinated effort involving the Israeli authorities, the European Union, and other international partners. Another terrorist attack took place in the Lower Galilee area, where an Israeli Arab man deliberately drove into a 20-year-old IDF soldier with his vehicle. The Arab man then began stabbing the young man, pulled a gun, and shot at a vehicle driving by, killing a man in his 70s sitting next to his son. By God's grace, the young soldier has regained consciousness and is recovering from his injuries. We wish him a full and speedy recovery. Tragically, these are regular incidents in the land of Israel. The IDF, after extensive intelligence gathering, eliminated a key Hamas terrorist who was conducting activities inside the Nasser hospital compound. The Hamas terrorist organization exploits civilian infrastructure while brutally endangering the Gazan population. The use of an active hospital for the planning and executing of murderous terrorist attacks is in direct violation of international law. Mass protests by Gazans against Hamas are taking place in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, as well as the clans of the southern Gaza Strip. Yemen again released a number of ballistic missiles aimed at Israel. Fortunately, they were intercepted in the skies of Jordan outside of Israel's territory. However, missile fragments and shrapnel fall into Israeli towns and villages. Consequently, Yemen has received numerous airstrikes. Hostage survivor Eli Sharabi recently gave a chilling speech at the United Nations. He survived 491 days of Hamas captivity in Gaza, and with incredible resilience and strength, he shared chilling details with the world and compelled the UN to do what is necessary to bring the remaining 59 hostages home, 39 known deceased and potentially 24 alive. He was critical of the United Nations and the Red Cross, who were very absent during his entire time in captivity. This must change. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar recently stated, quote, "The war in Gaza stops tomorrow if Hamas gives up its weapons and releases the hostages," unquote. With those stark words of truth, signifying the IDF will continue to operate in order to remove any threat posed to the state of Israel, please consider these prayer points. Strategy, wisdom, unity for Prime Minister Netanyahu, his war cabinet, and the Knesset to bring an end to the war. Physical and mental strength for the soldiers of the IDF who stand guard over the land and the people. Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, according to Jeremiah 61:3, for the hostages returned from captivity, as well as those whose loved ones were returned in a casket. Protection over Israeli citizens against devised terror attacks, such as the one with the IDF soldier this past week. Protection over innocent citizens in Gaza exploited by Hamas. For Hamas to surrender its weapons and the hostages. Our prayers matter. Our prayers have an impact. Please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And remember, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel, according to Deuteronomy 11:12. His eyes are on Israel. May our eyes be equally on Israel. Until next time, Shalom. Peace be with you.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.